Isn't that a fun way to start a recording?
What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks. And welcome back to Guilds and Goblins, the What If World show where your questions and ideas lead to off-the-cuff adventures. I am Mr. Eric, your host, and today I am here with one of the original What If World fans. His name is Teddy.
Hello.
You know, when I started this show over 6 years ago, you were just a little bit older than my eldest child is now.
Yeah, I remember, like, when you started, it was pretty crazy.
So crazy! And now you're here with me recording an adventure. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Yeah, this is awesome.
Now, you texted me a little bit ago with your mom's phone. Don't have your own phone just yet.
Sixth grade.
It's on the horizon.
Yeah.
And the text I got had your What If World question. Do you mind repeating it for the folks?
Yeah, sure. What if there was a wizard city in Guilds and Goblins?
Excellent. All right, so Glurmph is your character. Give us, like, a brief description of Glurmph.
So Glurmph is a goblin, and he's an inventor, but most of the time, his inventions go horribly wrong.
I love this about Glurmph. He is the hardest working inventor out there. He's inventing day and night. He's mostly using his feet and his mouth to make these inventions, and the reason they go horribly wrong is not because of his lack of genius, but just because the Guilds and Goblins world is, like, not as violent as he wants it to be, I think, right? It's a little kinder.
Also, his lack of opposable thumbs is kind of a blockade.
It is a challenge. It is a challenge that he overcomes over and over again for his many successes.
And he has a disability. He's just a head with legs. He doesn't have any hands.
And I think that we should really jump right into...
Hang on a second!
Hey, Zach. How are you doing?
Are you gonna start the adventure without me?
Teddy, did you invite Zach?
I don't know. I didn't give him my address.
I'm here to roll some dice!
Okay, well, Zach is bringing in some really big energy right now, so...
Foot bump!
There, that's in the spirit of it.
Perfect. Yeah.
And can you tell us about Zachamedes?
So Zachamedes is a goblin that is not a head with legs. He has opposable thumbs and arms. And he uses eggs to cast spells, which is pretty awesome.
Thank you.
All right, so let's find out, what if there was a wizard city? Zachamedes had just finished his last adventure, and he and his friends had a wonderful time, and Zachamedes went off to study and perhaps learn a new magical spell.
Thank you!
You hit a mental block in your studies. You've never studied other forms of magic. You've never met a fellow egg chanter. So you've just figured out all the tricks you can.
That's terrible! I need to find someone who knows all kinds of things about magic. I know! Glurmph!
You called? Oh, my back. Sorry.
I was told that you are a student of all things engineering and arcane, and you live here up on this cabin all alone.
Yes, I have recently created a new paralyzing eldritch cannon, if you would like to read the runes inscribed on it.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm always interested in looking up some new...
Oh, sorry about that. Security systems. Hold on, let me get the unparalyzing juice.
Wow! You know, the whole time I had that paralysis from your invention, I was tasting strawberries.
Yeah, it's strawberry milkshake flavored. I'm quite a fan myself.
So Zachamedes got the help of Glurmph to go exploring and find a forgotten wizard city.
Now, all I know is that a Witty the Wizard City, and it's not spelt like how you would think, because it's a fantasy world. And anyway, I've heard that it's called an unseen city. So, like, do you have any sort of invention that you could have help us find that? Or do you have any ideas of where we might go to find an unseen wizard city?
I do have a pair of seeing invisible stuff goggles. Last time I used them, I turned myself into a strawberry milkshake, actually. That's probably where I acquired the taste. I could lend them to you.
Listen, I'm not used to going solo, okay? And we're both powerful goblins that have discovered new magics and technologies on our own. I say we team up and we find this place together.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
I have got this mech over here. He's...
Hi, giant mech. I guess you could come along, too.
Don't worry, he probably won't hurt you. Also, this disembodied mechanical hand. Don't worry about him, he's fine. Unless you roll a natural one.
I'll keep that in mind.
And Zachamedes put on the goggles as they walked out of Glormth's hut. Glormth, you need to roll learn to see how well your invention turned out.
Uh-oh. Okay, I rolled a natural one. Glurmp's disembodied hand is just, it's on the fritz. And it jumps onto Zachamedes' face and takes the goggles off and runs away with them and isn't seen for the rest of the adventure.
Is that how this is supposed to work, Glurmp?
Well, that was my, 82nd model. It was better than the last one.
Okay, all right. Unseen. Let's see. If it were in... I know a lot of wizard cities are, in the clouds in books and stuff, so...
Do you know any flying spells?
I do have this unicar I can call on. Hang on a second.
Wasn't that episode 13?
Wow, maybe.
Hey, it's me. Unica, you just call on me? Didn't even name me, now you need something? Oh, Glurmph! How you doing, old buddy?
Ah, I remember you. We were in college. I did your math homework for you.
Yep, I'd do anything for you, buddy. How can I help?
Well, we're trying to find an unseen wizard city.
Sure.
And it's really hard to see something that's unseen.
Okay, cool. Just get on in and, Glimmer, you know, I actually do have a steering wheel that you would be able to drive. You would just have to grab on with your mouth and, you know...
Never driven a car.
All right, Glimmer. Unicar, first time driving. You're going to have to roll dare.
Oh, no.
To see how well you do with this
I
one.
Get a minus 1d4 to dare. Ooh, 8.
Oh, so close. You are launching through the air. You're having the time of your life. As you are thinking and thinking and thinking about how to improve and iterate on this amazing invention, you realize...
I'm gonna shield!
Zachamedes rolls his shield. Oh, a 9! No! And his egg shield fails and... You clunk into the ground, each taking one hurt.
Maybe Zachamedes should drive.
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm out of here.
And the car took off, flying through a cloud of giant dragonflies.
Hey, watch out. Coming through. Come on. Get out of my way. Whoa. You're a big fly.
One of these flies seemed a little more cautious and very deliberate in its movements. And when this dragonfly landed perfectly right in front of them, they saw that its eyes were all cloudy, not the shiny, multifaceted eyes of the rest. This seemed like a very old, venerable dragonfly, and it turned its head right towards them.
Hello. I heard you flying through the skies, like you were flying without listening and smelling and experiencing the world around you.
Yes, I probably should have been smelling more. My nose is obscenely large. If you fly us up to an unseen wizard city that maybe somebody can see, but we're really not sure because it's supposedly unseen, I'll give you a pair of size 6 glasses. The lenses are as thick as hubcaps.
A Witty. That is the city you're talking about, right? Awiddy the Wizard City. It's not spelled how you'd think.
I've heard that saying before.
That's a wizardy thing to say, yes. Here, hop on my back, you two young whippersnappers.
Young? I'm about 2.5 million/3.687 undefined times 2 years old.
But that's in goblin years, which makes you, 17?
Oh, right.
Now hold on tight and close your eyes.
This old dragonfly flew them up into the sky.
See, with the other parts of you, there is much more in this world than what is in front of your eyes.
I'm gonna close my eyes and see if I can figure out what they're talking about.
Me too.
All right, roll wonder.
Oh, 3.
Total of 3?
Yes.
Okay.
Clurf, do you see it?
No, I'm blind and old.
I actually don't see it either. I can't describe it. I'm just...
And then you hear from behind you your giant mech. The giant mech seemed to somehow experience this through the senses that you had given it. And it reaches out one of its massive clawed fingers and touches you right on the forehead. And suddenly, before you, you can hear this city in the clouds. You can smell all of these magical creatures flying about. You can feel a surge of power all swirling around you, and you also hear...
Is this a city of sheep wizards?
Mostly, yeah. That's why it looks like a cloud.
Oh, that makes sense.
And lamb wizards, and goat wizards, and basically any kind of fluffy wizard. But all are welcome, as long as they can learn to unsee.
And with that, they could hear a little lamb frolicking in a meadow in the clouds. Somehow there was wind, somehow where there were leaves and dirt and hills, and it was rolling around every inch of it. Now come play.
I shall try, but you may have to carry me. I have back problems, I'm sorry. Arthritis, you know.
But that's why we've learned modern magic. In order to help us live longer, healthier, happier lives. I am the magic lamb, and as soon as I am done frolicking, whoopee! Yay! Joy!
There's a lot of frolicking.
Oh, life! I mean, my eyes are still closed, but it's just like I can feel the frolic. All right, I've got a good frolic in. What brings you to our city?
Zachomedes here wanted to learn some new spells, and I was hoping to pick up some new materials and ideas for my inventions.
If you want access to our lore, you must pay a price.
I have 15 monies on me.
15 monies? Let me see how many money. That's more monies than I have. He's so good at math. No, it is not a price in gold or jewels. You know, a wizard duel's always fun for us.
Ooh.
Maybe prepare an excellent meal. I mean, the price is up to you, but it has to be work. It has to be effort. I don't know, Glurf. All I can make is eggs. I feel like this is more of a grass-eating crowd. I'll back you up. Anything you want to do, buddy.
Does this city in the clouds have any... problems of sorts?
Oh, of course. Every city has problems. We've got a very large, giant mosquito problem. That's why the dragonflies tend to fly this way, but it's too many for them to even eat.
Zachomedes.
Yeah?
What if I built a bunch of mechanical bats and you enchanted them with your egg magic?
Okay.
So they were able to...
Egg bats!
Yes!
Flying eggs with wings that swing bats!
Yes!
Why haven't we been inventing together all along?
I know, this is an epic partnership.
Alright, you two. I'm gonna need you to roll a Team Wonder check. So you each roll your d20, and you can also roll your d6. We'll take the higher of the two rolls.
5 on the D6 and then 5 on the D12.
Yeah, so you get Zach's 12 plus your 5. So that's 17. After a few minor explosions, nothing to write home about, there were flying eggs with little mechanical wings, and they were wielding baseball bats. Now, folks, I know what you're saying. Don't swing baseball bats wildly around in a cloud city. Yes, absolutely.
I agree.
But when that cloud city is being swarmed by giant mosquitoes, you might want to reconsider.
They're coming. Release the flying bat wings with the bat, the giant, you know what I mean.
Yes, the thingies.
And these giant eggs with their wings started batting away mosquitoes, sending them flying and making a pretty easy meal for the dragonflies as well. But it wasn't enough. Still more came. There's a giant mosquito flying towards you at lightning speed. Glurmph, what do you do?
Can Glurmph try to whip up a device real quick that can paralyze this mosquito?
You don't have to whip one up. You've already got it from the beginning of the adventure.
Oh, right. The one I paralyzed Zach with that tastes like strawberry milkshakes.
Yeah, we've both been frozen by it multiple times on this trip already. You gotta put like a sheath around that thing.
Yeah.
Roll learn to see if your invention works.
Did I get a heart for... like...
Ooh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, I'm gonna use that heart to reroll my d20.
Use it up, buddy.
Okay, it's an 11!
It is practically breathing down your neck and you can feel it. You've had to keep your eyes closed this whole time in order to remain in the unseen city. Just as its proboscis is just brushing up against your neck, you feel it and fall out of the sky. Meanwhile, Zachamedes tries to shield a few of them inside of one of his egg shields so that they are trapped within it.
I don't know if I've ever used it this way. Let's cross our toes this time.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm going to cheer for Zachamedes. Does that give him a bonus?
Ooh, sure. I'll make it an easy roll because he looks up to you. He rolled an 11 plus his d4, so total of 15.
Yes!
A giant bubble appears, encapsulating several of these. Hooray! We will no longer be tormented by these mosquitoes.
I mean, you can just, like, get some bug spray. That works.
What? Do you invent bug spray?
There should be a supermarket in here.
You don't have, like a Glurmph brand bug spray? I'm trying to hook you up with a sale here.
Oh, man. Yeah, I've got a bunch of Glurmph brand bug sprays. Yeah.
Wonderful. We'll order 16 crates.
That'll be 50 monies.
50 monies. Oh, I'm going to need to grab my abacus.
Did someone say math?
Wrong show, abacus. Get out of here.
It's a wizard city, come on. I'm just hanging out.
Oh, are you a sheep again, Abacus? Oh, no.
Yeah, I did turn myself into a sheep, yes.
Need to get that checked out.
Stop bringing attention to it.
Glurmph and Zachamedes spent many a day in the Wizard City. They each studied different forms of magic. While they didn't find another egg chanter or another goblin inventor, they exchanged knowledge, and it seemed like they learned a lot of things together.
Now I know how to use my eggs as egg cages.
Do you have an egg light spell? Perhaps you could use it to make a laser cage out of light.
Oh, my egg light could be an egg laser cage. See, we gotta do this again sometime.
Yeah, definitely.
Did you get any new inventions? I mean, other than the bug spray, which I know you're still working on the kinks.
There are no more mosquitoes, but there are 1,000 bumblebees.
No.
The end. All right, Teddy.
That was awesome.
Teddy, it's every time I tell a story with you, it's so much fun. And this is the first time we've told a story together in the same room.
Yeah, we've always done it like across
the continent.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
So this is a rare and wonderful experience. So thank you so much for coming out to California. And thank you so much for recording the story with me today.
Thank you so much. I definitely want to do this again next year. This is awesome.
Yeah, we got it. We got to make a thing of it. Now, before we go, is there anyone you want to shout out? Anything you want to shout out?
I want to shout out for anybody who plays like D&D board games. That's like my favorite thing in the world.
D&D, G&G, tabletop RPGs. That's a great shout out.
And I'm sticking around today to shout out Ellie! And I'm coming too! Oh, hi, Zizi! Ellie is 8 years old. Zach and Zizi are her favorite characters. She's a big fan of playing with imagination. And she loves making art and watching anime. Thanks, Ellie.
And I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, my producer, Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who know that new discoveries are made when we work hard. Accept our mistakes and learn from each other. And until we meet again,
keep wondering.
Yes!
The International Children's Arts Network, ICANN, is made possible by the Herbert A. Templeton Foundation, the Oregon Cultural Trust, the Brookby Foundation, and the Oregon Community Foundation. ICANN, poetry, story time, and music for kids.